time to talk music with RN's Paul Gough. He'll be with us each week here on Summer Breakfast, and today, this is a treat for you just a little bit later, so hang on, the Hackney Colliery Band. It's an album called Common Decency. That is to come. Paul Gough, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan.
A colliery band. Now, I'm thinking here brassed off.
Yes, that's probably a good way of looking at it. And this, of course, is very tongue-in-cheek because I can't think of too many mines being in the area of Hackney in London. But they're given a nod to the proud British tradition of brass bands that sort of came up in those mining communities in the 1840s and 50s. But they've brought it fast forward into the future with their love of calypso, hip-hop. And so they've given it a very funked up and exciting edge.
You see, this is where I start to get a little bit confused.
Why, Jonathan?
The brass band doing hip-hop.
Well, I guess, you know, we're in a mixing pot mentality these days. And I guess people, you can hear the brass stabs and samples within the music of hip-hop and dance culture. So it's not too far a stretch of the imagination to turn it on its head and have them reinterpret those tunes in their own style. And you hear that very succinctly in the last track on the album where they cover the group Prodigy. Now, you probably, if you're unfamiliar with the band, they have an incredibly high, energetic dance sound, and they have nailed it. It's quite an incredible and, you know, beguiling cover of their tunes.
We can talk about this, Paul, until the cows come home, but we're not quite, I think, communicating the true essence here to our listeners. It behooves us, Paul, to let's take a little sample. The Hackney Colliery Band. I'm not sure what the track is that we're going to hear. Do you have information?
I do. This is called Empire State of Mind, and this was actually a track by American hip-hop artist Jay-Z teaming up with Alana Keys on vocals. So they've taken that song, and you probably will hear the music itself and recognise, and you may have even heard it as a playoff at something like the Emmys or the Oscars. So in that sense, it probably has a familiarity about it.
Paul, I will admit to being nervous, but here we go.
Don't be.
The Empire State of Mind, the Hackney Colliery Band. Empire State of Mind, the Hackney Colliery Band, going right off there.
I feel like twirling the bat, and I don't know about you.
Oh, God, I feel like twirling my saxophone, Paul.
The really great thing about this band is that they are a real powerhouse live. In fact, if you saw the closing ceremony in London Olympics, they provided the Olympian umpah for that.
Ah, okay. That rings a bell.
Yeah, and they, I guess, have been able to translate that into this recording. This is why I think this is such a great release. They recorded it as live in the studio with very little overdubs. So what you're getting is kind of what you're hearing when you see them perform.
It's got that real as live sense about it, which is always a nice thing, I think, in music.
It is, absolutely. And the other thing, too, is this isn't just a covers album, because I think sometimes with outfits like this, it can be almost classified as novelty. But these are really strong musicians, and they also have some very, very good original compositions on there as well. But obviously, it's a bit of fun to play around with these other forms of music and bring them into that sort of marching brass band arena.
At the end of the day, though, that does it sounds very brass bandy.
Yes, it does.
I guess there's no getting around that if one happens to be a brass band, which It's an underexploited musical genre, the brass band, Paul. I put it to you.
It did die out. You know, that great tradition died out. They used to have brass band competitions in Manchester up till about 1981, and then they sort of fell off the radar. But, you know, it's coming back into fashion. There's been other great bands like the Hot 8 Brass Band last year from New Orleans that really nailed it as well. So this is the way forward. You know, the flugelhorn could be your next thing, Jonathan.
And the Hackney Colliery Band, did they actually start out in a colliery, or is that an affectation?
No, it's an affectation. It's a nod to the past. It's their honour, them honouring that great tradition. They formed in 2008, and as I said, there's not too many mines around that eastern London area.
I'm feeling slightly let down. I wanted, you know, grubby people, a bit of black lung that flugelhorn.
Black lung doesn't help you play all those brass instruments. No,
and here I think we have the essence of the colliery band. It's occupational therapy of a kind. It sort of, you know, keeps the lungs
in
good
fettle. Did. I'd like to hear some recordings from back then. Maybe they're a little more wheezy.
Yes. Oh, well, look, it's a fascinating thing. You've brought that into our lives, Paul Gough, and look, some of us will never be quite the same. That's the Hackney Colliery Band. And the album is called Common Decency. We've heard one track. Alicia Keys' cover, as I recall, Paul, was I right? Empire
State
of Mind.
That's, yeah, teaming up with Kanye West, yeah.
How extraordinary. Now, we were about to hear bits of All of the Lights. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yes, that's a Kanye West cover that they have tackled. They cover, I think, four different artists on this particular album, all from the dance genre, and the rest, you know, they sort of start to wig out in a little bit of a jazzy way. But this one is a Kanye West track called All of the Lights.
Here we go. The Hackney Colliery Band, All of the Lights. Paul Gough, back same time next week for another musical surprise. Thank you, Paul.
I look forward to it.
Morning. It's been Summer Breakfast on RN. Jonathan Green with you back again tomorrow at 6. Coming up shortly on RN, Life Matters with Natasha Mitchell today. How a good book might help heal a broken heart or even a broken leg. A conversation with bibliotherapists Ella Boutheaud and Suzanne Eldekin about their book, The Novel Cure, an A to Z of literary remedies. Coming up now on RN to news time, 9 o'clock.